Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk 2 Self-Mastery. I am your host and guide, Jojoba Maria Ensaroma. All month long, I have been sharing my annual New Year's message for 2021, which comes after a year of great breakdowns and breakups. And now humanity really is primed for some major breaking through, some mind-blowing breaking through. 2021 is a water year according to the elemental wisdom of the Dagra tribe of Burkina Faso, West Africa, that I'm honored to keep. It's also the year of the metal ox, according to Chinese astrology, and the first year of consciously living in the age of Aquarius. So tonight I am going to conclude this three-part annual message with talking about the blessing of the metal ox. But first, I just want to remind you that if you are listening and when you're listening to this live broadcast, you can do that over your phone. And the number is area code 563-999-3089. I will upload a video of the broadcast on Tuesdays to my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. And you can ask questions or leave comments on that YouTube page if you watch it in that format. Or you can also go to my Facebook page, Radio, or join my Facebook group, Wisdom Walk Supporters. And you can also leave it on my website, which is www.wisdomwalktoselfmastery.com. And I do post the YouTubes automatically on the website every week. But right now, I ask and thank you for sitting or laying back and joining me for this exploration of the inner landscape where we can connect to our soul and discover the true treasure of being human. Wow. I don't know about you, but the energy of this week is just really very, very crazy. It's interesting. It's an intensity that I'm feeling that has with it this grief, but also this joy. You know, I just found myself dancing in my living room this morning. But then at the same time, I can feel like it's really tight. And so join me as I do every week in starting off by calling in the ancestors, because boy, do we need their help now. Think about those persons, whether you knew them or not, who have influenced your life, and ask them to come and be a support to you at this time. So join me as I invoke the ancestors. Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, all the one, all that is, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for your blessing, your mercy in our lives, and for yet another opportunity to open ourselves to your greater will. Creator, you have brought us into this new age, and you have brought us to be able to bear witness to or even participate in this clash between what was and what is coming. And so we're calling on the ancestors to help us to be able to choose love over fear as we move through, continue to move through this very, very dynamic and transformative time. So ancestors, 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 we're calling out to you. Please come and be very close to us at this time. Get our attention in whatever way you need to. Make us conscious of what it is that needs to be revealed to us that will support us in being in our authentic self and also choosing right relations as we move forward into this new world, this new age, and this new lifetime. And Creator, again, I ask and I thank you for the blessing of the ancestors in the name of all that is holy. I say amen, ashe ho asah, shinga bismillah, and so it is. So elemental energies for this week, and the elemental week begins on Friday because that was the day of the week that January 1st fell. And so this past Friday, the 15th, we moved out of our nature week and into an earth week. And here are the opportunities and distractions. First, it's a week to receive support. You are worthy. Embrace the power of self-love and honor the energetic of the earth element as you open up to receive what you need to be fulfilled, nurtured, appreciated, and loved. Be self-full. This is a cosmic reciprocity for all that you have done to support others. You deserve it. Ask and you shall receive. Now, here are the distractions. That fear of hearing no. We all have that, but move past it. The fear of being a burden. Oh, if I get what I need, somebody else is going to suffer, or I'm putting somebody out. You need to let that go, because right now all of us need whatever support is available to us, and we need to stop not trying to have it. And then last but not least, fear of being judged as weak or a failure because you have to open up to receive vulnerability. Watch Brene Brown's video. And so be aware of those distractions from just opening up and allowing yourself to really value yourself and receive what you need. Now, for the next 2 weeks, I will not be broadcasting live, but we will have this energy of fire, which is all about truth-telling and walking your truth, and then mineral, which is about soul connection and unity consciousness, for the last 2 weeks of this month. And so I will be posting short video messages on them through my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, and also post on the Facebook page as well. Now, astrological. Wow, I mean, it's just amazing, you know. And it seems like a time in history when astrology is being embraced by so many people because it's so spot on. It is so spot on and really helping us navigate through this incredible, incredible time of great, great change. So on January 14th, we just came out of Uranus going direct in the sign of Taurus. And Uranus is that planet about freedom and truth and divine insight. So it carries with it a rebellious spirit over what is not truthful. And our desire to break free from what is false, inauthentic, is stronger than ever when Uranus changes direction. So that just happened on Thursday. So now we move into today, and we get these aspects, these planetary alignments that really are saying that this week coming up is a time of great change and tugs of war, and, you know, it's intense. So if you're feeling that, just know, yeah, the planets are aligned with that. And here's what's interesting. We have Jupiter and Uranus and Mars playing out these, you know, alignments with the sign of Aquarius and Taurus. So it's really interesting. But here's what's going on today that the astrologers are really piqued about because it's power in astrology. It's this Jupiter in Aquarius squaring Uranus in Taurus. And essentially, this is about expansion into higher consciousness, creating a rebellion against changes to what can no longer exist. The dominance mentality displayed as white supremacy here in the United States and around the world, supported by mechanistic thinking, you know, people are robots, kind of. And 3D reality is as the only reality. It's been putting up a good fight as humanity is shifting into shared leadership, embracing diversity, unity consciousness, multiple intelligence, multiverses, right? Understanding we are all in this together. We're a global community. And accessing the 5D reality, which includes 3D, but it doesn't make it be that 3D is the only reality. And so, of course, I'm talking about things like quantum physics being real, and also the power of our mind to shift things up and to manifest things. So, again, you got this big tug of war going on, and that moved in today for us to be more conscious that that is playing out. Now, my dear friend and a wonderful healer out of New Mexico, Queen Reverend Adara, she posted a message out this morning, and I told her I was going to take this headline because I think this is a great theme for us this week. And here it is. She says, "Playtime is over, prayer time is on." I love that, because truly with these next alignments that are going to show up on the 23rd, right, just a couple of days after the presidential inauguration here in the United States, get again just some more of this interesting, you know, push-pull, back-forth, tension, not tension, you know, high, low energy moving in. And again, with those characters that I just mentioned in terms of the planets and the signs before. So here's what we got. On Saturday the 23rd, you got Mars in Taurus squaring Jupiter in Aquarius, while Venus is in Capricorn sextiling, which is a good thing, Neptune in Pisces. And then you got the Sun conjuncting Saturn in Aquarius. In a nutshell, the energy of change accelerates, and we get to choose. We can stay in that fear mind of resistance or consciously move into the love mind of openness and flow. We can stay in 3D or realize that we can move into the 5D. We can embrace hope and faith or fall into despair and violence. The most important thing to remember this week is you get to choose. And so those of you who, like me, are light workers, you know, this really is a week for us to really kind of go hibernate, get still, and send out those prayers very consciously. Do those prayer vigils. Do that work. It definitely is needed. And again, all of this is happening because we have moved into a new time, into a new energy, to a new cycle. And, you know, this is just a part of the change process. And also over the next 2 weeks, there is some more astrological information that I think is important. Like, we've got a full moon coming up, and we also have a Mercury retrograde. And so I'll include that in the short videos that I will do each week for you. Now, this Thursday, January 22nd, with everything else that's going on, it is Earth Day, as I've declared every month having an Earth Day. So again, please go to www.earthday.org, check out today's actions or the campaign for Act on Climate Change that gives some really good information and articles, and really embrace the fact that you as an individual can do one thing that is a great contribution to helping this planet be available for the seventh generation. Yeah. And the energy of this week, too, and the time we're in also brings more of that. We're going to see more focus on really understanding that the climate change is not a joke and that we all have to do our part. And so I encourage you again to cut down on your use of plastic. Recycle, 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 reuse, 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 and just really stay mindful that in doing these small acts of conservation, you are helping to save the planet. Yeah. So happy Earth Day this Thursday. Now, tonight I want to move into this final piece of my New Year's message for 2021. I'm going to, again, just quickly review the elemental focus for these big breakthroughs that we can have this year, which is all about restoring flow. And I'm talking, of course, about the grief, the love, and the reconciliation. Then I'll share about the blessing of the metal ox for the Chinese New Year's, which begins on February the 12th. And then, of course, I'll leave you with a contemplative exercise. My opening quote for tonight comes from an astrologer by the name of Eugenia Lass. She's been doing astrology for over 20 years. Great website. I'll leave it in the description box below the video. But here's what she says about I am the ox. I'm here to fix and stabilize, to help heal and lay the foundation for unification and one for all. I will sort through the chaos, fortify and protect our values and assets, and speak the truth. My mission is to reverse the damage, bring integrity to the forefront, implement justice, law and order, and deliver equality and freedom. I am the ox. Yes, yes, yes. so excited for this ox energy moving in. Now, as I said, the elemental focus for 2021, because it's a water year, is about letting go, letting in, and letting feel and letting in, which comes down to we have to consciously grieve. We have to consciously love ourselves unconditionally and extend that to others. And we have to also take on reconciling that which is not in alignment, that which is not making us feel peaceful, right? And when we take on those behaviors, those commitments, those intentions, we actually are going to create a breaking through energy from wherever in our lives, in our thoughts, in our work, in our understandings that we have been dammed up, where we've been stuck and where we've been blocked. And so 2021, with its water and energy, is designed to help us break through and get back into flow, because it is through flow that we can access our authenticity, our truth, and of course, most importantly, our experience of love, being loved and being loving. So the metal ox, and you know, in Chinese astrology, you have one elemental animal every 12 years as a sequence, but they also have attached to them an elemental energy, right? So it's like the Chinese medicine wheel, like the dagger. And so for this year, the ox comes with metal. And that combination of the metal ox won't show up again for another 60 years. Yeah. So it's really, really powerful. And here's the blessing of the ox. It's basically about devotion and determination for right relations. And what are right relations? That means things that the universe has ordained is what is right. And, you know, when we're born as children, we really know that. We know the difference between right and wrong. We really do. And some things we try to get away with, but, you know, there's an energetic in us that knows when we put our hand in that cookie jar and we've been told to leave it alone, we know that ain't right. We know that ain't right. So right relations, though, is important in the time we're living in, because modern culture has had us adapt to things that aren't aligned, that aren't right, and call them that. You know, that's kind of the paradoxical nature too of being alive. But we're entering into a time where it's like, okay, no, we can't play. You know, there are some things that's just right, and you need to honor that. So the ox is about preparing your ground for new seeds, right? Because the ox does this tilling of the earth. So it's tilling the earth, the grounding of your existence for that new energy that has arrived. The age of Aquarius is really here. To resist is futile. The ox has come to reveal to you what your healing and growth work is now, because you've graduated. And so especially to all of us who have been working on higher consciousness learning, healing from the ancestral wounds, healing from our core wound, you've been doing this work for over 20 years or more, you've graduated. If you've been doing it for even 10 years or more, you've graduated. You're at another level. And so what's been happening for most of us is that we have been cycling back around over some things, even though we really graduated from them. And so what's happening now is this metal ox is going to come, and that energy is going to say, you know what, you're done with that, or you're done with that at that level. It's now either time to go deeper, or it's time to work on this. And the this that we have to work on, we may not be aware of. So be very careful if you get presented with a new opportunity to do some work on yourself, and you're saying, oh, I've done that. Oh, no, I did that, you know. If it's a new opportunity, if it's something that you probably said, you know, 5 years ago I wouldn't have even thought of that, go for it, because it's probably going to have something in it for you that the ox is bringing for you to be working on. Yeah, Yeah. The ox year will push you to improve your life and emphasize how much better you can be. Yeah. Because, again, this is a time for planting seeds, a time for really getting it that you can be more. You can do more. You can have more. You can be more. You can be in right relations with yourself and with the world and with others. And so from Eugenia last, from her blog, she says that those who will do well during the year of the ox will be those open to conscious change. Yeah, conscious change. So here is the contemplative exercise for you regarding the blessing of the metal ox. And again, I will leave the link to Eugenia's post, and you can read more about what she's talking about. She gets into some more of the kind of world history stuff that's going on. So here's the first question for you. Where in my life am I stuck? Still thinking, doing, and being what I no longer need to be. Number two, what new opportunities for healing, growth, and evolution are showing up in my life? Important to be aware of that. And then last but not least, where and how am I resisting these opportunities for growth and healing and evolution, and why? Why am I resisting? Yeah. Definitely set intentions to allow the water element focus on the grief, the loving unconditionally, and the reconciliation bring you the answers, okay? It's all connected. And, of course, ask your higher and greater order and direction, which can include your ancestors, spirit guides, loving entities, angels, Pleiadians, whatever. Ask them to help you. They got your back. They really, really want you to evolve, to go forward. Yeah. You know, and I think most of you know that have been watching us regularly, that I lost my beloved Miss Sarah back in December, and I committed to doing a conscious 40-day mourning and grief process, which I'm so glad I did, and I highly recommend to anyone who is losing someone they love as a result of 2020's disease of COVID, or like Miss Sarah, was just very natural. It was old age. It was her time to go. When you take this grief time, what it does, it slows you down and allows you to really allow yourself to take care of yourself. In Western culture, we're so ready to just put things, have it done, put it aside, and act like, okay, I'm done. I cried once and I'm good. But that's not how life really works. And a process where you lose someone you love is about healing you and growing you. And you won't be able to get access to the blessing of that, the treasure of that, if you don't allow yourself to consciously grieve, consciously slow down, consciously allow yourself to be messy. Like I've just allowed myself to be messy. So today marks the 40th day of my grief process, and I've learned so much through it, especially how to better take care of myself going forward. And so I wanted to find a way to continue to honor Sarah's presence. She was so essential in me doing these broadcast every Sunday. She really prepared the house, made sure nobody was calling on the phone. She was always on it, always listening, always my audience. And so what I've decided to do is she had given me access to this book of her, two books of hers, where over, oh my God, I guess a 30-year period, she'd been writing down passages from quotes or words of inspiration or even from her own head of things that she could read, and they would help her remind her of the truth of who she is and what life is really about. And so I've decided that every week I will share a Sarah saying with you. And this week the saying is this: life always supports us in where we want to be, always supports us in whatever changes we want to make. Ashe. Ashe. So I'm closing out tonight, as always, with a big thank you to my wonderful engineer, Miss Yvette Parker, and to the entire Black Hole Radio Be Well family for their continued support of my work. I couldn't do it without you. I also want to shout out to all my regular listeners out there, to those of you who have wisdom walked with me, and you know who you are, to my family, my spiritual kin, my transformational leadership colleagues, and my medicine brothers and sisters like Queen Reverend Adara around the world, and to those who may be listening in for the first time. I love you and thank you so much. I could not do this without your support. Now, I will do my next live broadcast on Sunday, February 7th, and in between, I will rebroadcast for you the first and the last of these podcasts. Wisdom Walk 2, Self-Mastery, Ancient Wisdom for Transforming Pain, available through Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Nobles, Abe's Books, and other online booksellers. It is still out there and easy for you to access. And last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, my loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Now, have a safe and healthy and happy Earth Week. Open up to receiving. And remember, COVID is still around. In fact, it's getting even more intense. So practice science safety. Avoid perceived safety, especially with your family. There's a new strain out here in LA. They've found it now, of course. And so this isn't a time to let your guard down or take risks. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Practice social distancing and safe relating. And most importantly, pray. We all need to be praying. And remember, it's not just happening in your community. It's every community, and it's around the world. And so, end again, and thank you for listening in, and say, remember, you are not disposable. You are divine. Good night now.
You enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.